step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
Beautiful. In sync every time.
Wait a minute. I just realized something. Are you wearing a lights label?
I wanted to be the one to tell you. Yeah, I am. I am
wearing a lights label sweatshirt. I'm wearing a lights label.
Are you? Neck. Bring back lights label. Let's riot.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. No, seriously, I think I was Lights Label's number one fan.
Oh my God, stop. That's no, so I swear. Funny. You and Ceci both really love. Honestly, I loved Lights Label. It was just impossible to keep it in business.
Right, and that's the thing. You know? No, I truly like your launches. I loved all the clothes, all the little like bags and stuff you would do. It was so cute every fucking time. But you know what? We're just going to channel all of that into our merch. Okay, all your amazing creativeness.
Oh my God, you're so right, queen. Especially since, you know, the designer behind Lights Label merch is going to be the designer behind our merch.
Exactly. We are relaunching Lights Label through JK Podcasts.
We are. Welcome to episode 21, folks. Can you believe we've been here 21 days?
Wait, what?
Well, you know, 21 times. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We are on time this week. We're just like doing amazing. You're not having a mental breakdown. What else is happening?
I mean, we definitely are having a mental breakdown over at Light Slacker with these Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales happening.
And, like, oh no, that's why you were late.
The team is so stressed out. Plus our Shopify was down. I want to say I'm still having quite a, I'm not wearing makeup today either because I had no time.
When you said your Shopify was down, I pictured the whole site down, but that's not it, right?
No, we're having Shopify issues where we can't change like the banners, like we can't change anything. So it's Cyber Monday, but it still says Black Friday. It's so embarrassing.
Oh no, that's pretty bad.
So embarrassing. But we're here, guys. Happy 21.
Happy 21. We've got an interesting episode for you today. We're doing something a little teensy weensy bit different. I don't know if you guys know this, but Kathleen has a lifelong hatred for Austin McBroom. And so we kind of wanted to not only talk about the origin of that and just like in general why she hates him so much, but we wanted to cover really his latest crash out with Catherine being pregnant and kind of like update where they are now, only because truly you and I have been talking about Austin McBroom since like the dawn of
time. The dawn of time.
Yeah, literally. Our sushi mukbang, we were talking about them.
No, seriously, like we've hated the Pauls and the McBrooms for a long time.
Yeah, no, you are truly, though, the number one Austin McBroom hater. Which is interesting because you don't hate Catherine McBroom.
No, I don't dislike Catherine. Austin was where all my hate energy went towards.
Which
Austin,
does yeah. make sense to me. But we will talk about that in a little bit. But yeah, we're gonna like show some clips of him. He had that like weird stage of him like trying to be funny on the internet with his little skits and stuff, you know? But I think like the way that he's reacting to Catherine is like actually like how he feels deep down inside.
Honestly, we'll talk about it. We'll get into we'll it get towards into the end that. Of the video because I have many thoughts on Austin McBroom these course. Days. But I wanted to ask you first, like, oh my God, dude, how was your Thanksgiving? How was everybody's Thanksgiving? Tell me.
It was good. It was good. Dude, was good? Honestly, Joey skipped Thanksgiving. He didn't come. Okay. And he's not going to come for Christmas either.
What?
I know. And I had been getting on his ass and I was like, how are you not going to come for Thanksgiving? Like, what the fuck? And after Disney, I think he was a bit frazzled, if you will. And he was just like, to travel during Thanksgiving, then be in the craziness of Thanksgiving. I was like, what craziness? It's just family and harmony and fun. And beautiful times. And then he reminded me, he's like, no, everybody gets stressed the fuck out. Everyone's freaking out. Mom kills herself like 2 days before trying to clean everything. So the day of Thanksgiving, she's dead on the couch, literally. Like, he's like, it's just not, you know, the vibe. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. He was right. He was right. Literally to a T, what happened.
I feel like it's part of the magic of Thanksgiving, of just being like really frazzled in your kitchen and like burning shit, you know?
Well, nothing got burnt. I really tried to bring the vibe. You know, that's my specialty. That's what I try to do. So despite my family freaking out, I was like, okay, like, don't worry. Like, I'm totally going to come in there with the light vibes. I'm going to fix everything. I brought the karaoke machine. Your banana pudding looked
exquisite.
Oh, no. My banana pudding was a huge hit. It was the best thing I made. Oh, my God. It looked it. Hands down. I made it from a recipe on TikTok. And Janice's niece, she was in Miami making the same thing, like, just by chance, because it literally went viral. And it's the Biscoff banana pudding. Holy shit. Make it. It's delicious. But regardless, I tried to go in. You know, I had my little karaoke machine. I was like, okay, guys, like, let's do this. And the only person down to do karaoke was the children and my dad. Okay. My dad started singing My Way. That's his number one karaoke song. He like has had this persistent cough for like a month. Like, it's definitely something going on. So he sounded like he was dying in My Way, like literally dying. But I thought it was funny and I was like laughing with him. I turn around. My mom and Janice look like they're dying and they're just like, turn the volume down. It's too loud. I was like, okay, what the fuck is happening? Like, it literally was like overstimulation. Like, everybody was just pissed and overstimulated. I was like, how am I going to work with this vibe? You know what I mean? I can't do much.
Bro, that is literally so funny.
No, and then the girls were like, I want you to sing Golden whatever from K-pop Demon Hunters, you know?
Oh my God.
Yeah, then there's me who's an alto, okay? And I'm like, I'm done hiding. Well, yeah, maybe that was a little bit overstimulating. I'll give them that. But I was trying so hard and it wasn't working because I had nobody there to like, you know, I need like somebody to pass me the alley-oop.
You need Joey. You need Joey to hype you up.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need Joey.
Yeah, I just need somebody to participate in the fun with me. And unfortunately, I think Nassim would have done it, but he was outside smoking a cigar with the boys. And you that's not helping me.
It does sound fun though. I love a good karaoke. That's so fun. Oh, come on.
I just explained to you sounded fun?
Yeah. Like, okay, sure. It sucked that the audience was like, boo, lower the volume, boo.
No, literally, my niece, I pan away from my dad and she's going like this. Like, literally, my niece Belle was doing that. I'm like, God, not even the kids like it.
She's literally four and she's like, no, yeah, get the hell out of there.
I mean, his performance was really bad. I'll give her that.
At least she wasn't booing you.
No, yeah, for sure.
You would have been losing it if that were the case.
But that's pretty much it. The food was good. You know, food always hits on Thanksgiving. And the family time was, you know, we were family and we spent time. And that's what matters. You know,
that's what matters. Honestly, it's about the quality time. Honestly.
Well, if it's about the quality, then, you know, it wasn't very quality. You know, I love them all to death, but everybody was stressed the fuck out. And I was just there like, all right, well,
that is so funny. I know. I mean, I could imagine like cooking Thanksgiving dinner is super stressful. Every year I go to my aunt and uncle's house because my aunt throws it down in the kitchen. Like, she does like the full Thanksgiving dinner. I don't know if you guys know this, but like having Thanksgiving dinner at like a Cuban person's house usually sucks because it's like lechon, arroz frijol negro. Like, they never do the damn Thanksgiving food.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Do not shit on the arroz y frijoles negro. I always prefer that over mashed potatoes.
If I see un frijol on Thanksgiving,
what?
I swear, me da algo. Me da algo.
My mom didn't make it last year and everyone rioted. And we tried to do the mashed potato thing and everyone's like, what the fuck is this? We don't want mashed potatoes.
No. We have at my house, like my aunt and uncles, like, and all my cousins, we have the turkey, the freaking cranberry sauce, the mashed potatoes, the sweet potato casserole, the corn, the stuffing. If there's no stuffing on Thanksgiving.
No, stuffing is mandatory.
Mandatory. But like, I swear, it just, why is there arroz and frijoles on my Thanksgiving dinner table? Why?
Because I want it there. That's why it's there.
No, we need mashed potatoes. Eat your mashed potatoes like everybody else.
First of all, mashed potatoes takes up way too much damn room in my stomach. Then I can't eat shit. But it's like putting glue in there.
You literally have arroz en frijoles negro for any other occasion. The one time.
That's literally like so important to me on Thanksgiving. My dad was serving himself and he like was just putting like the corn quiche and all that stuff. And then I was like, Papi, you didn't get like arroz y frijoles. And he's like, there's arroz y frijoles. I was like, yeah. And then he got very excited and put arroz
frijoles. It ruins the Thanksgiving dinner. Then I'm not eating Thanksgiving dinner. I'm having like Saturday night dinner.
That's complete bullshit.
No, I'm certainly not. I'm super against the
But I will Hispanic agree with you on the stuffing. The stuffing is absolutely like one of the most important things on Thanksgiving. Like it brings a Thanksgiving flavor.
It does. It like tastes like Thanksgiving. So if I don't have stuffing, like, is it Thanksgiving?
I despise turkey though. Despise it. Never
like
will
it.
Have it.
I like turkey. It's pretty good. So what do you have? Lechon?
The honey ham is all I eat. No, we don't make lechon. I don't like pork.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't like to eat a pork because pobrecito, they're so cute. And like, they're like dogs. They're like dogs.
They are.
So I don't like to eat the pork. And also I think that like, there's something wrong with Hispanics with the whole like.
Like the cajachina.
Yeah, there's something wrong. There's something sick and twisted about cajachinas that I swear since I was a kid, I'm like, why are we like.
First of all, it always looked weird. Like, if you don't know, it's literally a giant box that cooks an entire pig, like with charcoal, or I think it's charcoal.
Like we're freaking barbarians. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, making like a primal cajachina. Yeah, and then what one year my dad took me to the farm that he chose the pig in and I saw it alive and then I saw it in the bag and I never touched those pigs again. I never fucking ate it again. I was like, that is
disgusting. So traumatizing.
Yeah, they literally have them there and you go, oh, you'll get oese. And then they take them to the back and they kill them right there. I'm like, no.
That's like some weird.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Being vegan, like in the past, like it does open my eyes to like, yeah, you are eating an animal. You know what I mean? Like if we could only like see the process and stuff, we should be more aware of it so that we understand what's happening. Like not just so removed from our food because we get in a pretty little package from the store. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's the thing is that like I never make the connection, you know?
Right.
So, we should. But exactly. I never do.
Like you don't look at a chicken tender and then see the, you know, chicken's like neck being cut off. Right. You know,
exactly. But for some reason for pork, I very much do. Like if I see like a bacon, I see like he's like,
I'm sorry. Like, if I see a bacon, it's going to my mouth. I love bacon. I love bacon. But I don't even like the taste of pork very much unless it's like a sausage or something.
I'm not going to lie. Like I try not to eat pork because I don't like to eat little puppies. But like it's the best meat. Like to me, it tastes the best. Lechon. Oh my God. Pan con lechon. Dios mío.
So you had lechon at your aunt's house?
No, we had a turkey.
Just turkey, no ham?
No ham.
Oh, you had the worst fucking Thanksgiving?
No, I had the best Thanksgiving ever.
Thank God I wasn't there.
It's funny because my uncle and my aunt were both like battling it out on the turkey. He had like a grilled one and she did like some other turkey and they were both so juicy, so flavorful. And like, I don't need ham on Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving.
I need honey ham at any point that I can get honey ham. That's the best fucking thing ever. Are you kidding me? And then the next day putting it in sandwiches. What is wrong with you?
Why would you put your honey ham in the sandwich the next day when you're going to put in your juicy, moist turkey and your little Hawaiian rolls?
I'm sorry. Turkey and moist is like an oxymoron. Like, that's not a real thing.
Oh, sorry that your family doesn't know how to cook a delicious, moist turkey. But my aunt
does. Have you ever seen the war people need to go through to make a juicy turkey? It's like, and now, inject it. It's like, literally, they're just stabbing the turkey all day with juice. Like, come on, you could do it. Like, literally, it's not meant to be juicy. Just let it be dry. Okay, that's what it wants to be.
No, it's so good and it's juicy, but I never go through any of that trouble because I would rather die than make a turkey. God bless.
Oh, it sounds like my God.
But I do love to attend the event and eat it.
Do you remember the Butterball controversy last year?
No.
Someone got caught coming in a turkey at like the factory or something, allegedly. So don't buy Butterball.
You're lying to me.
I swear. Now, like, every TikTok where somebody's cooking a butterball, they're like, why the fuck would you choose a butterball turkey?
Bro, why are men so sick?
Oh,
why
anything with a hole, so baby. Anything with a hole.
What is actually wrong with them?
And that needs to be studied. Let me double check. Let me get a fact check on aisle 5. Hold on, but I'm almost positive.
Oh, yeah, please. Let us not be another Dr. Seuss allegation.
I think I was right about that.
my God. You see, and then you wonder why I'm scared to be put under and then get orally violated or vaginally violated.
Hold on.
Either or.
Can't find anything on Google.
You may.
Hold on. I know I'm right.
You fully made that up, didn't you?
No, bro. I did not make it up.
I wonder why the Do We Know Them Puggas gets sued so often.
First of all, I'm the only one not in the lawsuit, you bitch. But you're right. You're right.
No, now with every story that they say on the podcast, every sentence, they're like, allegedly, allegedly, allegedly.
No,
allegedly.
Literally. No, literally.
Allegedly, allegedly, allegedly. That is so funny.
Oh, God. I think it was, oh, God.
Oh, no.
So it wasn't that, oh, God.
Are you looking at it?
No, yeah. So it wasn't even the turkey that was, it was basically, I think it was PETA or somebody leaked footage of a worker like fucking a turkey. Like R wording, obviously, because the turkey cannot consent. God bless. Like that is awful.
Oh, wait, the turkey was like alive?
Yeah. It's an undercover investigation from Butterball Turkeys, like the farm that they use. And what somebody was fucking.
Did you just ruin my whole date like that? Why would you do that to me?
I mean,
I thought he fucked the cooked butterball turkey. No,
the employee fucked an actual turkey. And that is, probably more
that's
than
even
one.
More. That's even more sick than I originally thought.
I know. So don't buy butterball just in case, allegedly.
Oh, my God. Well, thanks for making us all feel really weird.
I didn't know the origin. I just wanted to fact check. And then I saw somebody fuck a turkey. I mean, this has really been truly a horrible day.
Anyway, hope you guys had a fantastic Thanksgiving.
We do. I hope your turkey was unfucked and delicious.
Yeah, I really hope unfucked. I really hope. Speaking of Thanksgiving, I actually had a really, really lovely weekend this past weekend. I was dog sitting for my friend Andrea. She was in North Carolina and I was taking care of her dog. And I love hanging out in her apartment and feeling like I have my own apartment and my own space.
Oh. Oh my God, that's so sad. Not the like cosplay as like a apartment.
No, actually, I'm like walking the dog. I'm like, I'm walking my dog, going up my stairs. And I was making clay magnets all weekend and I saw Stranger Things. Did you fucking watch Stranger Things?
Okay, I don't want to get canceled.
Oh my God.
But I thought they were done a long time ago. Aren't they all adults and stuff? What the fuck are they even going on about? He was fine in the first one. What's happening now?
Wait, you haven't seen it past the first season?
We tried to watch the second and, you know, unfortunately, we got very bored.
Jesse, this is my favorite show of all time.
Oh, God. Really? More than Friends?
Well, that's my favorite comedy. Dude, it's so... Well, first of all, season two, whatever. Season four, the one right before this season, was incredible to me. I thought it was epic and amazing. And these first four episodes, because they did the first four episodes the day before Thanksgiving. Then they're going to do, like, I think the next four episodes around Christmas. And then the very last final episode on New Year's. I like breaking it up like that for some reason. But dude, these last four episodes were incredible. I think you need to watch.
What are they on about? Like, what is the situation?
They're saving Hawkins. Again and again and again and again and again.
From the same thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I already saw it then.
No, but it's different. It's different. Like Vecna is a whole thing. Like you have to watch. You have to watch it because a lot develops. You fall madly in, well, I fell madly in love with Daddy Hopper in season four. Oh my God. Don't love his look in season five. He looks a little crazy with his beard down to here. I mean, that's not the point of the show. That has nothing to do with how good it is.
Are they adults in the show now? Because they're adults in real life.
Yeah, they're in high school. Like they're about to graduate.
So they're not. Like Millie Bobby Brown fully has.
No. The jumps are so extreme from each season because it takes them like 5 years to film.
That's what I'm
like
saying, yeah. Season.
But yeah, no, they're currently in high school, even though in real life they're all like 21.
You know, they filmed that where I live.
Really?
Yeah. That's why Millie Bobby Brown lives like, I don't know, she lives around there.
Oh my God, that's right. That's why Millie Bobby Brown was arrested at the Sabrina Carpenter concert you went to.
Exactly right.
Gosh, I am jealous about that.
My sister-in-law Janice met Millie Bobby Brown because she worked at the vet that Millie would take like her rescue animals at.
I know, she was telling me.
Yeah, and she told her, you look like the girl from Stranger Things. And then Millie was like, oh yeah. And then it wasn't until like after that Janice realized, she's like, I am so fucking stupid. Why did I say that?
Before we continue, guys, we actually kindly want to thank our sponsor, Uncommon Goods.
The holidays are almost here, and if you have those names on your list that you don't know what to get them, do not panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts that you can't find anywhere else.
You know what's so funny? I actually bought one of my Christmas gifts yesterday from Uncommon Goods for a friend of mine.
I love that.
I love Uncommon Goods. They look for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the USA. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift truly feel special and thoughtfully chosen.
Yeah, they truly have something for everyone. Like if you're trying to find something for your mom or your dad, but also even if you need something for a kid or teens, it has a lot of unique gifts for people who like books, like Kathleen, or cocktails, gardening, everything you could think of.
And when you're shopping at Uncommon Goods, you're actually supporting artists and small businesses. Every purchase is a chance to choose something remarkable and feel good about where your money goes.
Yeah, because every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they actually give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. And by doing this, they've donated more than $3.1 million, which is insane.
So don't wait. Make this year the holiday that you truly gift something unforgettable. And to get 15% off your next gift, just go to uncommongoods.com/jkpod. That is uncommongoods.com/jkpod.
Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
I mean, it's true. Like, what do you say to that? You look like the girl. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know if anybody's ever told you that. Like, oh, you look like yes. Kathleen Lights. I will never be like, I am. I'll just be like, oh, really?
Oh, I literally go, it is me. You're right. It is I.
Hello, it is I. It's me.
I swear I've reacted like that. They're like, you look like that makeup girl on YouTube, like Kathleen Lights. And I'm like, it is me. I usually do like a little dance like this.
You do not do that. If they say my name, they'll be like, you look like Jossie Smock. Then I'll say yes. But like, if they just say like, you look like somebody, like, I feel like I recognize you.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I
then
wouldn't
I'd be
assume.
Like, I don't know.
Well, remember when we were in line in Orlando, the girl who came up to me was like, oh my God, you're like the makeup girl. And I said, what makeup girl?
Oh yeah, you said.
You're going to have to be a little more specific than that.
And what did she say?
She forgot my name. She actually didn't know what makeup girl either. Like some makeup girl, you know, on YouTube. I'm like, well, I guess, you know.
You know right. What's so interesting? Because I feel like I look so different now than I used to on YouTube. So I do find it interesting that people who knew me like from Vine or whatever would recognize me because I'm not blonde. I look very different. I feel like at least, right? Like I started the internet when I was 19. Different. You don't think
you look the same, just a little older.
No, I don't look the same. I don't think so. But yeah, I get a lot of the like, oh, I used to follow you. Oh, I followed you on YouTube like growing up. Not now. God bless. No.
Right. Me too, though.
But I always get surprised. That happened to me at Longhorn the other day by my mom's house in like rural ass Georgia. I was like, oh.
Really?
Hello. Yeah, but it doesn't usually happen in Georgia, I will say.
Oh, I mean, well.
Next time we go to Disney. Oh, wait. Should we tell them? God. I did it. Well, I bullied her. It's happening.
I'm still on the fence about it. I don't know yet.
I'm going to jump. No, I'm not. What is it that somebody suggested in the comments? Hold on. You guys had a lot of helpful suggestions on alternatives to
I hate it here.
No, it wasn't I hate it here. Oh, like I'm going to fake my death and move to Iceland. I liked that one. Like I'm going to fake my death.
I mean, it doesn't hit as hard, but yeah.
It doesn't. Nothing will. And we have to accept that. We'll come up with something, but I appreciate the suggestions. Anyway, all of that to say, what are you talking about? You are coming on the Disney cruise with me and you're coming for New Year's. And apparently we're just going to put you, your mom and stepdad in air mattresses in the basement.
Well, first of all, let's talk about that for a second. Okay. She sends me a picture of this cabin and it's like, hey, look, this is the basement area that I was talking about. It looks like a literal giant. It's humongous. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I've been trying to tell you that the basement is not a basement at all. It's just a beautiful game room.
So why would you tell me there's no room for my parents? There is.
Because I can't imagine putting your parents in an air mattress. Qué pena.
Are you joking? We have the entire bottom room. It's
yeah,
amazing.
But like, do they have bad backs or like, what's the vibes?
Sure. But it's gonna be fine.
Okay. So I'll buy them maybe like a little foam topper or something. God bless.
No. We have really good air mattresses. Don't you worry.
Oh, you're gonna bring the air mattress?
Oh, actually, that's gonna be quite the mission.
How are you getting here? So you're gonna fly and then you're coming to my house and then you're gonna drive with us?
Yes.
I gotta figure that one out.
Mm. Oh, wait, do we fit in the car? Because then I'm gonna have to just like fly, I guess, there.
Well, I have two cars.
Okay, so we fit. It'll be here. Yeah, you're gonna have to provide the air mattress for me, my friend.
Okay. Hypothetically, does your mom know how to drive?
No.
Oh my God.
But her husband does, so.
He drives good?
Very good. Very well.
Oh my God. What is it with you and your mom?
Does it run
in the family? Why aren't you guys driving?
My mom very much drives. She drove me to Mississippi once by herself, 12 hours.
Oh, okay. So what's the problem?
No. She can't. I was kidding.
Why did you say it? No, that wasn't a joke. Why'd you say that?
I have like trauma with me being in the car while she's driving.
You don't trust her. You don't trust her.
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, what I'm thinking is that it's only literally 2 hours away. So I will probably have somebody drive. We have two cars, so we'll figure it out. We'll probably have to just take both cars.
But aren't a bunch of people coming with us?
No, it's just my family. Like, no, yeah, my mom's going in her own car. Wait, no, because Joey's coming too. So yeah, we would have to take both cars, but I have two cars. It's fine. That's beautiful.
Okay, we can do it. Okay, guys, we are spending New Year's Eve in a cabin in Georgia.
Yes, so that one was down, okay? Because I did have a moment, 4 days ago? I had a moment where I was just like, realizing that you weren't going to come to either. And I started to spiral. I did start to spiral.
But I was like, what do you mean? I'm totally going. I'm going to New Year's Eve. Am I going on the Disney cruise? Maybe, maybe not.
No, she's coming on the Disney cruise, which is going to be so fun because you're going to room
guys,
with Alex.
It's like, okay, that is the thing. Like, Jesse's like, oh my God, it's not going to be that expensive because you're like splitting the room with Alex because he would be bunking with me. Mm-hmm. But it's still an arm and a leg, guys. It's still an arm and a leg. So
it's only an arm. It's barely a leg.
Are you? It might be both arms and both legs.
Well, they have crab legs at the buffet. What do you expect?
When you compare the Royal Caribbean price to the Disney Wish price, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Royal Caribbean, allegedly, this is a joke, serves you dog food at dinner. Okay. Literally disgusting. When I last went there, and which is crazy because Royal Caribbean used to be like the upper echelon. Is that what it is? Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then now you go and something happened to the food. Something ain't right.
I don't know. I think you just, your tastes change.
Maybe. And it made the chicken super dry and gross. Yeah, maybe. Maybe it did.
Yeah, I think so. Because when we went, the last cruise I went on was the cruise we went on.
Oh, okay. You really don't cruise, huh?
I do not cruise. That's the last time I went on a cruise. And I got to say, that was the first time I ever did a Carnival cruise. And boy, was that something. That was crazy.
I will say this about a Carnival cruise. Are you going to have the best food? No, you're not. Are you going to have the best service? It depends. You're not going to have like horrible service. It's going to be pretty good. But are you going to have fun? Yes. Carnival cruise is the party cruise.
It is. It definitely is the Hialeah boat.
Oh my God. You know what I mean? I was bumping and grinding on Nassim in that club.
You definitely were. Oh my God. The club we went to. That's right.
It's so fun.
It's definitely. So fun, so fun.
You wouldn't want to do it again.
It was fun.
I think you're more of a Disney cruise person. Like, it's not like the bars are open super late or whatever, but the shows are really good. The food's really good. You know, the drinks are really good.
Exactly.
All that stuff.
And that's what I like.
Yeah.
That's what I like. I mean, if I am going to pay $5 million for a room, I hope I get Mickey waffles and they taste good. I would hope.
Yeah. And I just want you to go so that you can record Alex's nose whistling at night and we could show it to everyone.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do like a Blair Witch Project type of
some
vlogging.
Investigative journalism.
Vlogging my nights with Alex James on the opposite end of the boat.
You see?
By ourselves.
She's talking like she's going, so she's going.
Well,
so
I
that's going to be so fun.
Maybe. I'll think about it.
Oh, I'm so
gonna
excited.
I'm going to put my finances in order. I'm going to put my finances in order and I'll let you know if I can pursue this.
Yeah, you put them in order. You do what you need to do. You take a picture of those feet, sell them. I don't care.
We'll figure it out. But maybe I will go. Maybe I won't. We'll see.
How fun. I'm so excited for you to go. Anyway, can I finally give you the review that we have forgotten to do twice now? And I'm so pissed.
Oh my God. Yes. Go ahead.
So you guys hear us talk about George's Wine Bar a lot. Take a shot. In our Universal episode, Kathleen actually explained to me that it was Gideon's, right? It's Gideon's Bake Shop. Is that what it's called?
Yes. Okay. So right next to George's Wine Bar, which by the way, I've had a couple people comment like, oh my God, I was in Disney Springs and I went to George's Wine Bar based off your recommendation and it's the most amazing restaurant I've ever
been
to.
When are we going to get a George's Wine Bar use code JKPOD? When is that going to happen?
No, seriously. When am I going to do that?
Come on.
Right next to George's Wine Bar is Gideon's, the coffee. It's like a bake shop. They make cookies and coffee and it is the best, most delicious cookies and coffee. I love Gideon's so much. And when we went together, when we were there for Horror Nights, I wanted us to go put our name down at Gideon's, go have like brunch and then go back and get a coffee after brunch. We were so full. It was like there was a lot going on that day. So we didn't end up getting Gideon's. And then this bitch went without me on a separate occasion. And so now I need to know. She's been waiting this whole time to give me her review and I just know it's going to piss me off.
Okay. So first of all, you can put your name down. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They have like a queue that you can like.
Oh, no, the virtual queue?
Yeah.
But I don't think that's always a thing because I checked and it wasn't
a thing
that
day. If the line is too long, they do that. If the line is like not that long, they don't do that.
Okay. So I had seen the long line. Mind you, there is always a long line. Okay. Always outside of Gideon's.
Because it's so good.
Yeah.
Because I waited,
I want to say at least 45 minutes, but it was almost an hour and there was no virtual queue. And I just had time to kill because our flight like wasn't for a while and the kids were just going to be going around Disney Springs with my family. And stuff, so I was like, you know what,
I'm in shock you waited that long.
Well, you had fucking like hyped this up so much, you're like, it's the best coffee I've ever had in my life. And I was like, you know what, I don't really have anything else to do.
Well, which one did you have?
Hold on, I'm gonna get to it. Let me finish. I wait the line the whole time. They do give you like a menu and stuff, so you decide. I messaged you and Michelle and I was like, hey, what should I order? You guys said the peanut butter cold brew, and then you didn't really recommend any cookies, so I just decided on chocolate chip and the like pistachio toffee ones. Full disclosure.
Oh, I love that one.
I don't even know if I ended up trying the pistachio. Maybe I took a bite.
Oh,
it was a
damn
whole thing.
That was so good.
So there's a whole thing. Anyway, so the bake shop itself is very, very small. There's like a little tiny queue inside.
And how cute is it?
It's very cute. I actually took video of it. It's so cute inside. It looks like very strange and dark and weird. And I guess that's the vibe.
It's giving Harry Potter a little bit.
Yeah. There was also a sign that I did find quite interesting. I took a picture of this before I tried anything just because I was like, oh my God, how funny would it be if I didn't like it? And then this is the sign. Hold on.
And then you didn't like it. You stupid bitch. I just know. Hold on.
I didn't say that.
You hate everything I love.
It says, our cookies and cakes are made by hand 100% from scratch. Our recipe took 15 years to perfect. It is very personal for us and we hope you adore it. I was like, did Kathleen design this? Like, literally, it is very personal for us. Like, not the guilt trip before you've even had a fucking cookie. But anyway, I, you know, waited. I will say when you get in, like, I was kind of like, whoa, like the smell of chocolate, it's amazing. Very strong. Like, I was like, holy shit, like they are baking
holy
cookies
shit,
up in
glory.
Here. Now, their cookies are interesting.
Fantastic.
Their cookies are interesting. I will say it's a lot. Like, they are good.
It is a lot.
I mean,
it is a lot.
Holy fuck. Like, they just, it's just like,
it is
a lot. I don't know how else to explain it than a lot. Do I think it was
a lot.
The best cookie I've ever had in my life? No, not even close.
I mean, I didn't say they were the best cookies I've ever had
you
in my life.
You didn't say that. You didn't say that. What I really went for was the cold brew because I needed a coffee. I hadn't had
Did
coffee that morning.
Did you have the peanut butter cold brew?
Yes. I ordered the peanut butter cold brew. Okay. And I actually
loved it.
Got the same for Joey because he said, just get whatever you're going to get. And then, like, if Kathleen recommended that, whatever. It was so basic, Kathleen. Holy shit. And when I tell you that I, not even telling anybody, okay, I didn't tell anybody any preface. They just knew I had waited an hour for it. I let everyone try it. And I shit you not, turn around and face this. I let them try it. And they were all like, oh, yeah, that's good. Like, that was everyone's reaction. Nobody was like, this is the best cold brew I've ever had. Like, it didn't even taste like peanut butter.
Wait, have you ever had, did you have the peanut butter cold brew?
I sure did. And I heard the lady go, 2 peanut butter cold brews. So unless the bitch who made it just wasn't listening, yes. And they topped it with cinnamon and it was this whole thing.
That is impossible because it fully tastes like peanut butter, you freak. It tastes like peanut butter.
It tasted like a basic cold brew. Like, the actual cold brew itself was just very basic. And I, listen to this. Listen to how much I tried to like it. On several occasions, I literally was like having this thought process in my head of like, try it like if you're Kathleen. Like, try it as if you're somebody that loves it and try to see what she sees in it. And I couldn't. I swear to you, I couldn't.
You are, oh my God, I'm so angry.
Unless they were like off their fucking game and like, I don't
First
know
of all,
what.
That peanut butter cold brew is so good because it tastes like straight up peanut butter. So I don't know what she's talking about. But then it's also not too sweet. It's like perfect.
Oh no, so I think I got the right one because it really wasn't that sweet. And like, it just was giving
That's
basic
why I
cold
love
brew.
It. Bro, let me ask you something. I'm gonna ask you something. And yeah. this is gonna determine exactly. Do you like Dunkin' Donuts?
No.
Oh.
You thought I was going to be like, yes, they make the best lattes.
Yeah, I love that sweet, sugary, disgusting filth. I was like, well, you probably like 10 pounds of sugar in your coffee. Sorry.
No. And first of all, Dunkin' Donuts makes it different every time. Just depends on the mood of the barista.
Okay. You go there often?
Well, no, I don't. But I'm just saying every time I've gone there.
I'm sure you do because you live in Georgia.
I do. No, I actually usually make my own coffee, but it was just so basic. Joey thought it was so fucking basic.
You're such a liar. I don't believe you. You are just Dr. Peppering this, and I'm convinced you're Dr. Peppering this.
Dr. Peppering this. What does that mean?
I've told you the Dr. Pepper story.
What is the Dr. Pepper story?
Oh my God. Okay. Well, me and Stephanie, like, you know Stephanie, our travel agent extraordinaire, who got us all this, well, got Jesse all this, like, Disney cruise stuff like this. And a Jeffy. Also, Stephanie, Parkerway Travel on Instagram, go follow her. She got Amelie into Bippity Boppity Boo on
boutique.
The cruise.
Boutique. Yes, she did.
Boutique. Woo! Shout out
we
to
did
Parkway.
It. It's happening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
We love that. That's what happens when you get an actual travel agent right. that cares about you, Jesse. You see?
Right.
You see
right,
the
right,
difference?
Right. I do
the difference. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, the Dr. Pepper thing. Oh my God, it's so funny. So like back in the day, when I first started dating Danny, one time he told me he was like, he loved Dr. Pepper, right? Like this is when I first got with him, okay? I was like 18, 19 years old. He really, really loved Dr. Pepper. And then one day I told him, I was like, oh my God, I hate Dr. Pepper. I had never tried Dr. Pepper before, but in my head, for some reason, I thought it was root beer, right? Oh. So I was like, I literally hate Dr. Pepper. And I kept going on and on and on about Dr. Pepper for like 2 years. And like, he would be like, just try it, just try it. I'm like, no, I hate it. Why would I try it? I hate it. I don't like it. In my head, it was root beer. And then one day we were at a restaurant and I tried Dr. Pepper and I was like, that is fantabulous.
Literally, like, it is fantabulous.
Like, that's the best soda I've ever had in my life. But at that point, it was in too deep. It had been years
right,
of me hating Dr. Pepper.
Right.
So I had to pretend for the rest of my life that I just hated Dr. Pepper. Instead of saying like, oh my God, I'm so stupid, I thought Dr. Pepper was root beer. And like, out of fear of looking dumb, I just had to pretend to hate Dr. Pepper forever. So not every time me and Stephanie are like, you're lying about like liking or loving, you're like, you're just Dr. Peppering it. And I know that that's what you're doing.
Okay.
I know.
I'm sorry.
You're just Dr. Peppering it.
Wow. You really don't believe me then, because I said I tried to see it through your eyes. I swear to you, I did. And I told Joey, I'm like, Kathleen says this is like the best thing she's ever tried. And he just looked at me. He's like, like, it's not at all. Why would he be Dr. Peppering it? It doesn't make any sense. It wasn't good. Like, I would never in a million years go back to Gideon's. Like, I wouldn't wait that line ever again. It is so not worth it.
You know what I think? I think it was that. I think that Jesse has like a chronic, like, I hate waiting in lines, no, like disease. And I think that's what it was. I think it was you waiting in line for 45 minutes. It like fucked up your taste buds.
No, it's not that. But I will say, if I wait in a line for 45 minutes, yeah, I expect it to taste like something that is worth waiting in line for 45 minutes. Yeah, I would expect
that
to be on par.
I would wait gladly over an hour for that coffee.
Yeah. I didn't even finish it. I didn't. I threw away like half of it.
I would have freaking drank it off the floor. You throw it away. I am so
if
mad
you
that you
are in Disney Springs and you're on a tight schedule, no need to wait in the Gideon's line. I'll just let you know right now.
Listen, I love Gideon's, and they have every month that they have like another signature type of coffee, like pumpkin during like the fall season. And the fact that they always have peanut butter cold brew just proves to you what an amazing, glorious, it's so good. And you know what? I'm not gonna let you rain on my Gideon's parade.
No, I won't rain on it. Listen, if you want to wait in the line and I'm with you, I'll just walk around Disney Springs, you know, that's all. If you love like sickly sweet cookies, you will love it. I will say that.
Okay, the cookies are, oh my God, they have a peanut butter cookie, bro. That is incredible.
Does it taste like peanut butter?
Yeah. It's so good. You are such a hater.
And I will also say, so fucking expensive. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, I'll give you that. Everything in Disney is so fucking expensive. Just look at the damn Disney cruise. We're spending $3,000 per person there.
That is literally not true. And also, all the food is included.
Literally is true. Now that you've crushed my soul
for the millionth time,
I will say, at least you liked you. You're like a secret fan of George's Wine Bar.
I think that it's a good place to eat. Like, I think that you're gonna enjoy. You're not gonna go there and be like disgusted. Like, it's good.
Well, why would you be disgusted? It's the best restaurant of all time.
See, that's where you just fucking use me. It is not. Like, my smash burger was like fine. Like, it was a good smash burger. The mac and cheese bites are exquisite. I will say those are exceptional.
Oh my God. Even their hummus is like exceptional.
Okay. See, when we got the hummus, it was because Kathleen prefaced it by saying, this hummus is life changing. And it just isn't. Like, those are the things that you do that I'm just like, all right, well, I'm going to just take what you say with a grain of salt.
You know what's so funny? When we were talking about the cruise and I was talking about how expensive it was, and I'm like, oh my God, this food better change my life. Jesse's like, I have a feeling you'll be very impressed.
As long as the meal is like hot and looks like all right, Kathleen's like, wow, that's the best meal I've ever had in my life. So I think it's going to be great and you're going to love it.
No, first of all, I've had many meals that I didn't find appetizing, okay?
Really? Many?
Yeah, but never at Disney Springs.
I will say I may be, and I didn't know this about myself before we started this podcast and started traveling together, I may be hard to please. I will admit that.
What? So, no, you're not hard to please. You're hard to impress.
You're hard to, well, aren't those the same thing?
Nah, because I feel like if you have like like a good drink, a good bucket of popcorn, a good time. It's fine. It's easy to please you. But like to impress, I don't know.
That's the thing, because you always set these like impossible to reach like prefaces about things. So then my expectations start going up. I'm like, oh, it's going to be like fucking amazing.
Okay, you know what? I probably should stop doing that. I should probably tell you like, you know what? It's an okay waffle.
No, yeah, 100%. Right? Then I'll be like, oh no, this is like much better than okay. But had you said that the waffle was the best thing you've ever had, I'd be like, it's really not. Like it just, I don't know. The Gideon's okay, cold brew, like I could have tried it from Starbucks and just been like, oh, that's a seasonal drink that I won't be getting again.
Are you, you're actually...
No. Turn around. Stop putting me in timeout.
Bro, there's no way you're comparing Starbucks and their shitty ass classic syrup and everything shitty and like, to the most glorious cold brew at Gideon's. Like, there's no way.
I've had better drinks at Starbucks before. I don't think Starbucks is great. I think they're like, espressos usually either taste burnt or sour, but there is the rare occasion I get a drink.
I'm going to walk off of this podcast like I'm Logan Paul right now. I am. I'm so upset.
Listen, I'm sorry, but I have to speak my truth. And unfortunately, I gave it a shot and I gave it my all, but it just wasn't.
You did.
Wasn't
you did. And I am proud that you waited in line for that, even though you must have been going crazy.
No, it was fine. I was just sitting on my phone and stuff. But by the time I got back to my family, literally, I mean, you know how Cubans are. All of them were like going, yo, how long did it take you? I'm like, I mean, I was the one waiting it. So why do you care?
It is a long time. It is a long time.
And then Joe got like a classic cold brew and he just said, "Está bueno." And Joe's like the first person to be like, oh, no. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Oh, my God.
He's just like, okay.
You're just making things up. You're making things up at this point.
Fake news. Fake news. Fake news. All right.
But anyway, guys, before we get into the Austin McBroom stuff, it's funny. You're a hater of all things Disney. I'm a hater of all things Austin McBroom. Actually, you're not a Disney hater. I mean, I'm not. You're not. But before we get into the Austin McBroom topic, I have to correct the record for my cousin Janine. If I go one more episode without correcting this record, I fear she will murder me. I have to. As I've talked to you guys about my cousin Janine, who is a Virgo who is mentally ill.
That's not what we're correcting. That's right.
That's right. That's not what we're correcting. That's not the record we're correcting. She's so mentally ill, in fact, that when she heard that I said on the podcast that she washes her chicken like 88 times before cooking it, she texts me so violently in capital letters. She was like, how dare you say that I wash my chicken? She's like, that literally spreads salmonella. I would never wash my chicken.
I was thinking that. Yeah, because they say, okay, now there's going to be a whole like, do you wash your meat debate in the comments. But like, I have heard that if you wash your meat in the sink, which like my stepdad does when he makes like lamb and shit, he's all up in my sink. And I start freaking out. I'm like, Clorox everything, please. Because it's just like, you're spreading a lot of shit everywhere. Then your dishes get on it. Then those have salmonella. That it's just like a whole thing.
Yeah. No, yeah. She was like, how dare you? I would never. You better. Like eating me alive. I'm like, wait, but I thought you did. She's like, no. I am so scared of chicken and I hate chicken so much. She's like, yeah, the gagging. I gag when I'm making food, but I don't wash my chicken so many times. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. So just so you guys know, Janine does not wash her chicken before she eats it.
We need a running tab of how many stories you've told of people so confidently that have been like, just wrong. Just like flat out lies.
They've all been true. Jonat is lying. They put gum in my hair.
Oh my God, now you're going fully back on it. You're gonna get a message from him.
Okay, Gustavo put gum in my hair.
Right. That's what we settled on, finally. All right.
Gustavo. But anyway, sorry about that, Janine. And yeah, folks, don't wash your chicken.
I pat it dry. You know what I mean? Because it's gonna get cooked and all the bacteria and stuff, but I don't like no chicken juice. Like, I don't like none of that. Really quickly, I do wanna shout out, there was this creator, her name is Bodmon Zaid. Oh, fuck. I fucked that up for sure. And I'm so sorry, queen. She has 644,000 followers on TikTok. And recently she was doing like a shout out of like podcasts she loved. And guess what? JK Podcast was on there.
No, it wasn't.
It sure as shit was.
Nuh-uh.
Yep. And then somebody commented, oh my God, you know Kathleen and Jesse. And then she responded, they are so funny together.
Stop it right now. You see? Look at us. They like us.
We love you, queen. Thank you so much. So, oh my God. It was
very
nice.
Thank you so much for the shout out. Wow, that's so sweet.
Can you imagine? Like, people just be out here watching us. Who would have thought?
What? That's crazy. Didn't you say?
What?
Wait, am I making this up? Didn't you recently tell me about somebody famous that watched our podcast?
No, they watched Do We Know Them?
Oh.
Not the sad.
Oh. I love that for Do We Know Them.
It was Holly Madison. Anyway.
Holly Madison. That's right. I'm like, oh my God, a playmate loves us. Not us.
The way your brain like puts things together is very interesting to me. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Soul.
Listen, cold nights, cozy blankets, and Soul's out-of-office gummies. It's my new favorite routine. Throw on some Home Alone, greatest holiday movie of all time, okay? And grab a gummy and unwind, my friends. It's honestly a little self-care ritual that keeps me calm throughout the holiday chaos.
Yeah, Soul is a wellness brand that believes feeling good should be fun and easy. And they specialize in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind.
Their best-selling out-of-office gummies were designed to provide a mild, relaxing buzz, boost your mood, and enhance creativity. And honestly, with 5 different strengths, you could really tailor it to fit your vibe or your mood. From a gentle 1.5 milligram microdose all the way to their newest 15 milligram gummy for a more elevated experience.
I have to say, I'm a person that, especially like on an average weeknight, I'm not trying to be that elevated, you know what I mean? And oh my god, their 1.5 milligram out of office gummies are perfect. I love them. I feel just enough to like relax, you know, go to sleep a lot easier, stay asleep a lot easier, but it's not super elevated. So being able to tailor it like that has quickly made Soul my favorite THC products. And if you love their out-of-office gummies like me, you should try out their new out-of-office beverage, which is a refreshing alcohol-free alternative that's perfect for winding down on the couch or socializing with your friends.
So take advantage of Soul's Black Friday Cyber Monday deal right now for a limited time. Get 40% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code JKPOD.
That's GetSoul.com, promo code JKPOD for 40% off. Don't miss their best deal of the year. And thank you so much to Soul for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Well, anyway, moving on to Austin McBroom. So tell me, when was the first moment that you could like trace back to like, oh my God, I hate this guy? Like, when did you find out about him? When did you start hating him? How long does this hatred go back?
Honestly, I can't really remember how far back my hatred
You're like,
for
I was
him
born
goes,
this way.
But I really was. Like, honestly, I remember their videos used to pop up for me when Elle was like this big. Like, yeah. Elle was a tiny microscopic little baby. Like, they weren't even big. They were still in their apartment, like Ace Family, like screaming like that, like in their apartment, like just like Elle was just born. And I just remember just like his face, like really bothered me.
Damn. So before they were big, not even living in that big before ass they mansion were big, that wasn't supposed to be a house. Do you remember that whole shit?
So not get me started. That's when the hate really started building. Like, I always thought that Austin McBroom was like empujo, like very like bofe, like yeah, annoying, yeah, like trying to be funny, like whatever.
It's in his face.
And I never really liked him. I always thought Catherine was a lot like, yo me la podía tragar. More than Austin McBroom. And then when they started to like pop off and get huge and like all the shit, I mean, I can't even remember the list of controversies that they've been in. Like, honestly, like the scamming and all the shit that they've been part of. Like,
so there's like different categories. There's the scamming where like, bro, I swear I vividly remember something about them like saying they were gonna give followers like an iPhone. And then they just like didn't. Like, there's like been like so many random things.
No, and I think their whole like charity basketball thing, like that I don't was even a know big if they one. Really donated all that money to charity.
Like, no, it was that they like gave the 100,000 to like somebody that he went to like high school with. So they were just like it just seemed like,
oh my God,
very
yeah, and
strange.
It wasn't like actually for charity. Yeah, they've done a few things that I'm like, like the dick lollipop, like what the fuck? Remember that?
Oh my God, when he gave his niece a dick lollipop and then filmed her. And I mean, even with he's Elle, like he's been creepy.
And she's like 3 years old. Eating a dick lollipop, like what the fuck is wrong
yeah,
with you?
Not fucking funny. He's done a lot of weird shit, even with like his own daughter, in my personal opinion.
Oh my God, like that clip of him like slapping her ass.
Oh my God, disgusting. I will yeah. just say though, super like weird. As much as I can see Catherine being a more like real human being in the sense that like I can tell she has like actual human emotions and like, you know, is probably like a nurturing mom and all that stuff, whatever. I cannot stand the fact that she doesn't take accountability for how much she exploited her children and then continues to do it. Like, she is still putting her fucking kids on the internet.
Yeah.
Even after the spiritual ayahuasca awakening.
I do think, like, you can tell now, like, fast forward to everything, like, where they are right now in life. Like, you can tell that she tries to be a little bit more private than Austin. Like,
a little bit.
I think she respects, like, her relationship more and, like, tries not to. But, like, bro, Austin will live stream everything. And I think it's so weird that Austin even, like, he will call his daughter on speaker and, like, he won't even tell her, like, hey, by the way, I'm live streaming.
No,
her. Like, hey,
never.
You're on speaker, I'm live. He just like live streams and has her on speaker and it like he exploits the living shit out of his kids.
Oh, 100%.
Like, on a level that's like not even fucking normal. It was Elle's birthday, I think, and he like threw her a little like surprise something and he had that shit on live stream the whole time.
Yeah.
Like it genuinely like angers me. I have gotten to the point where like I used to like really, I used to hate him. Like hate him. Like if I see him, I'm gonna get him. But then like after they broke up and his little like funny skits, like I started like they were so bad and so cringe.
You mean like
but
the period it, like, where he was waiting in the RV outside of Catherine's house?
Yeah, like it was entertaining to me. Like I liked watching his crash outs, even though like I went from hating him to like this fucking but then like now with his like real crash outs, I'm like, sir, get it together.
Yeah,
what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah,
are you okay?
No, he's not. He has like the energy of someone that it's hard when I see people like this where it's like, maybe he does love his kids. Maybe he does. But it is like this, like, feeling of like that I'm looking at a narcissist, like somebody that like is so into himself and like everything he does and says is about himself. And speaking of like live streaming his kids, I remember vividly we showed it on Do We Know Them. It was like a clip of him sitting and Elle was calling him and she had like a stomach ache or something. She was crying, saying she wanted him to pick her up. And he's like, you need me to pick you up? And like acting like the concerned father, but he's still on live. Tell me a mom or a father who's going to get a call of their kid crying, begging you to pick them up and is going to stay on live stream. I'll be like, okay, that's it. That's enough.
No, literally end the live stream. Like, yeah. It really makes me feel like, would he be? Because everybody comments like, oh, Austin may be a lot of things, but he's a good dad. He's a good dad. He's a good dad. Like, would he treat his kids that way if he wasn't live streaming? Like, if he wasn't using them for clicks and views, would he be that funny? Would he be that cool? Would he be that great with them?
Probably not, honestly, if I had to guess. But also, it's not even just that he's using them for clicks and views. It's that if he becomes a bad dad, people will find out about that because he became known for being a dad. So he has to play that part. He has to be a quote unquote good dad. And I want to believe that he does love his kids and he cares for them, whatever. But I just find it like pretty hard to believe that he's like being genuine with anything that has to do with his kids. And it makes it harder for me to like, you know, just laugh at his videos that he puts up that are stupid and funny, because he can be funny. Like, he has a side of him that he could definitely be funny. But I just like have such a hard time removing him from like the asshole that he is.
Exactly. That's my thing too.
You know, Catherine had announced that she was with Igor, who is now her husband and father of her soon to be child. And she met him on like one of those ayahuasca retreats. And they were supposedly just friends at first. And then they got together and Austin has said some shady shit about them. And like every time he talks about them, you could tell he's like crying inside. Like he fucking hates his life and he's like miserable that she moved on.
Hello. When they got engaged, that he was like going off on a rant on live stream where he was like, oh my God, like, you know, just imagine like, you know, the mother of your kids getting married to somebody else, blah, blah, blah. But I'm pretty sure that's when Alexa was like, yeah, we're breaking up.
Well, it wasn't just that. He insinuated that Igor's only getting married, like they're only getting married now because of the green card, like for him to get citizenship.
I know, that was so fucked up.
That's what got him uninvited to the wedding, dumbass.
I know. It's really hurting his ego. This is really hurting his ego.
Yeah.
Oh, this marriage and this pregnancy. Oh my God.
So I do actually have a little clip for us to watch of him finding out that Catherine is pregnant, or like his reaction to it. And we never even talked about this on Do We Know Them? Because like, honestly, we're a little Austin McBroomed out. We're just like, okay, we get it.
I get it.
I want to say congratulations to Catherine and Igor. They are having a baby. Exciting. I will say that my kids called me before the announcement and told me. They called me and surprised me, which I was happy about. And the kids are happy, which makes me happy. So
why does this look like AI?
Probably because of his weird ass hand movement. Like he's fucking like clapping like we're singing something.
Like,
right,
what
now
is happening? His facial expressions are weird.
Yeah, well, this is like his energy always. Like it's like a smile and he's saying things that are like, oh yeah, like everything's fine. And then you just feel the energy of like, inside, you know?
And also it's just like, so, I mean, you could tell like everything that he does is for views. Like what's going to give me the most engagement? What's going to give me
100%.
Like, why the hell are you talking about Catherine and Igor's like relationship? They're married, like they're pregnant. Like, why are you bringing that up on your shit? Why?
No, and my favorite part, then he's like, oh, you know, we all need privacy and like whatever. I'm like, well, you're bringing it up. You're like live reacting for us.
That's amazing. Again, congratulations to them. And I hope you guys, I think enough time has passed that you guys can kind of like let Catherine live her life and let me live her life separately.
I'm so dead.
Oh,
let
right.
Catherine live her life and let me live her life. The Freudian slip.
I mean, like he's on to something, because he won't let her live her life.
So. Exactly.
And not have to like drag us into each other's life.
not the laugh.
So again,
I can't with him.
Let life be, and let everyone be happy.
No, just let.
Okay. I appreciate you guys for always being respectful on both ends. That makes me feel good.
I also saw this clip of him when Catherine shared their first photo that they had ever taken, and she put like 2023 on it, and I guess that was like they were still together, like her and Austin were still together.
Oh my God, yes. That he was like, oh, actually.
Interesting. He was so pissed about it. And she has been vocal about the fact that they were just friends in the beginning. But I have a special bone to pick with people who cheat and then get mad when somebody cheats back. Like,
no,
bitch.
I thought
we were just playing the game.
When I was watching that clip of Austin, guy, what are you upset about? You literally cheated on your wife multiple times with multiple different people. What are you talking about? Like, why are you upset about this?
I mean, granted, I think that once one partner cheats, like, it's time for everybody to go. Honestly, I don't think there's any repairing that. The trust is broken. It's done. If the other person does cheat back, then it's like, okay, we're even. Like, not that that's healthy, but I'm just like, what are you mad about? Like, actually lay it out for me, because like, any way you slice it, you're wrong. So fuck you.
Like, you disrespected me first, bitch.
Yeah, right. You first. Exactly. He just, in general, I don't know how he's gonna like find a partner that will put up with the amount of time. Like, I think anybody who live streams that much is like a special breed of unhinged. I'm sorry, but it's just true.
I could never be with somebody who that's his lifestyle and that's what he's doing 24/7. It's like, because to me, it's like nothing will be genuine. Everything is for your video. Everything is for views. Nothing you say or do truly comes from the heart. I don't believe that anything Austin does is genuine. I really don't. Like, it's just for the internet.
That's what Catherine said in her book. She said, she's like, I never knew if something he was doing that was nice for me was for me or for the camera. And like, obviously, that's gonna fuck with you. And just in general, like, anytime I've ever done a live stream, the anxiety that I get, because I feel like I have to be so on, you know what I mean? It is a very tense feeling. Even though it could be fun and there could be like elements of it that you like, it's still this feeling of like, I am live. Like, I cannot go back and edit this. It's a very like daunting feeling.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And he's doing it 24/7.
Imagine doing that all day.
Oh my gosh. Like, when Catherine first got engaged and he was talking about it on a live stream, of course, you know, like, I hate watch all of Austin McGregor.
Right, right, exactly.
But like, when he was talking about it on the live stream, that he was like,
wait, you watch his live streams?
No, not while they're live.
You watch them after?
Yeah, like the clips that people upload on TikTok.
Oh, okay. But you don't go back like on Kick or wherever the fuck he's streaming and watch the VODs.
Fuck no.
Okay. I'm not that dedicated. For a second, I was like, you might be crazier than I thought.
No. But I do like, I do watch all of the clips that pop up, and I'll even search it up on TikTok. I'm like, Austin McBroom crash out. I search him up.
Oh yeah. No. Totally normal. Love that. That's fine.
But when he was like, damn, I wonder why they didn't record the engagement. Why didn't they record and post the engagement? Yeah, because some things are fucking private, Austin, and like intimate and personal to a relationship. What is wrong with you?
It's interesting that somebody could lose their entire marriage and, I mean, their family structure to that dynamic and then still not realize why that dynamic like tore them apart. Like, usually once you lose your family, you're like, oh, let me look back. What was it that made that, you know, happen? No, he still doesn't get it. At all.
No, he doesn't. He really doesn't. And I fear he never will.
No, he definitely never will. So it's safe to say that you still don't like Austin McBroom. You don't hate him. You just don't like him.
I don't hate him like I used to, because I'm just over it at this point. And like, I kind of like, his crash outs are like laughable at this point. Like, poor guy. He's really going through it. I mean, you know.
Right.
You made your bed. Now you got to sleep in it.
Exactly. Exactly. So if any of you were dying to know Kathleen's status on hating Austin McBroom, there it is. You heard it here first on the JK podcast.
Yeah. It used to be a level 10 hate. Now I feel like I'm a good like level 8.
Oh, that was going to be lower. Yeah. We're still up there. Well, anyway, lights, camera, smile.
Shall we?
We shall.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. There's the music, since Jesse puts it at the sound that only
I've been putting it louder. Do you not even realize?
I haven't even noticed.
Oh, because you probably don't even watch it.
I do watch it. I watch all the way to the end. And I'm like, what is that sound in the background that I can barely hear?
No, you must be mistaken.
Oh my God. Can I go first?
Yeah,
you probably have already seen this because it has like 20 million views, but bro, I lost it when I saw this video yesterday, and it just kept going and going and going. Oh my God, hold on.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
What
are you on? MM flip it around, Wicked Witch TikTok.
What the hell is that?
Oh my God, my co-hosts suck.
What is that?
We literally like some, all live in different universes. Madam Marble, like, flip it around, Wicked Witch.
What? Never heard of it.
Forgot it. I hate it here. I was gonna say something else.
It sounds like boo, not your friend, whatever, tubular. That's what it sounds like you're saying.
I'll send you a TikTok.
Okay, so My Lights, Camera, Smiles is this video, and it says having a sister, and it's a girl singing Do You Know the Muffin Man.
Oh, bro. I've seen this. Yep.
I lost it. And then especially when her mom is like, are you ready to go? And she's like, I do know.
My question is, are we watching the whole thing? Because it is so long. I'm down. No, I just want to know what journey you want to go on.
We don't have to watch the whole thing. We don't have to watch the whole thing.
Okay. Well, let's just
see
how
it goes.
But you
guys have to see this. It's so funny.
Damn, she's good.
She's so good. I know the Muffin Man. I know the Muffin Man. You know what else is really good? good. Her blush. God, her blush looks fantastic. I know. And no, the thing is that she just keeps going, guys.
No, literally. We're almost done. Might as well stay.
No, the do you know? Do you know kills me.
I mean, honestly, amazing. What a beautiful voice. Porter liked it.
That was so good. That was so funny to me. Like, I was in bed cracking up last night at that video. Like, it just kept going and going.
All right, I'm going to do this one since it's Thanksgiving themed. This was a family prayer, and it makes me laugh because it feels, I mean, my dad would not be leading prayer, but even though he used to be a pastor, long story.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Just in general, this is something my dad would ask God for. This is him every time he sees our podcast.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, to just stop my son, Tori, from drinking so much.
Yes,
God, just give him his strength. He's a good man.
Yes,
he's a good child. God, just help him with his drinking, God. And Lord, yes, Lord. I ask you, just stay with his family, raise his daughter.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know about the raise your daughter thing. I do be doing that on my own, but my dad swear, like, anytime he sees me with a white claw, he's like, Jessica, enough with the drink. And then he sends me articles about, like, how it's horrible for your liver. I'm like, yeah, I know drinking is bad for your liver. I'm aware of that. Thank you.
That is literally so funny. Bro, your dad was a pastor?
You don't know that?
No, I don't know that lore.
Not only was my dad a pastor, and then my mom was in the church singing, and, like, basically, I'm pretty sure that's how they met. But yeah, he was a pastor. He traveled literally, like, he's been a pastor, like, all over. But he had his own Spanish show called Genes Are that was, like, super popular in Miami in, like, the 90s.
Wait, what? What is the show called?
Genes Are.
I'm gonna need you to spell that for me.
Genezaret, I think. Look it up on YouTube. That's there. I'm so dead. It was such an old show that when they had the phone number on the screen, it was just without an area code. They didn't have area codes yet.
That's how old?
Yeah, but check out my dad. My dad and my mom there. Isn't it crazy?
Oh my God.
My dad's rocking out.
Wait, hold on. Is that your mom?
That's my mom, my dad, my uncle. Yeah.
Hold on. Your mom fucking sings?
Yeah. Bro, what life? Like, what do you know
me? I thought your dad was like the dance mom, you know, the talent mom.
No, my mom sings. My mom sang her whole life. She wanted to be a singer until she had her kids that sucked her dreams dry.
I am shooketh from this fucking video clip right now. Oh my God.
Right? Isn't it crazy? Fun fact of the day.
We have to show the folks at home this. You're oh my God, this is so good. Your parents look great.
Yeah. And there was also a video where I was supposed to be like playing an angel in the church. And instead I took off my shoe. I ate Jesus's present and I started walking around with just one shoe in a circle. Lots of good times in the church, honestly.
I can't get over your dad's mustache. This is so crazy.
No, he had the stash in like all the 90s. Yeah. And my brothers had bowl cuts.
Oh my God. Yeah, wow. That was wild.
Yeah. So anyway, my dad was a pastor. Fun fact. That's pretty much
good. My favorite lights, camera, smile segment to date.
There you go. you go. Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you. But that is all we got. And as always, we will see you next Wednesday.
Or maybe not.
JK.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.